Welcome to Product Brand Management, Chapter 8, Brands and Consumers. The objective of this chapter is to understand consumer-brand relationships, its associated brand relationship theory along with different constructs, and the consumer psychology model of brands. So let's begin by looking at the consumer-brand relationship. As mentioned in a few chapters earlier also, consumers over a period of time actually develop bonds with brands as if the brand were human, so as to say. Brands get humanized in the minds of the consumer, and this leads to a bond that actually goes beyond your basic utilitarian, even self-expressive or emotional benefits. The fact is, consumers tend to build interpersonal relationships between themselves and the brand. Now, this is either voluntary or imposed in nature. For example, there are times when because of brand communication or because of your own experience with a brand, you tend to form a relationship. On the other hand, there are times when the brand is communicating to you in a certain way, in such a way that you as a consumer tend to form a relationship with the brand even if you don't really want to. So that is an imposed consumer-brand relationship. It is developed through a series of interactions between the brand and the consumer. So these interactions start from brand communication, go all the way to buying a product, interacting with the product, the service that you get, after sales service. All of these things actually form the series of interactions between the brand and the consumer that finally lead to the consumer brand relationship. The consumer brand relationships are logical extensions of brand personality. We discussed a lot about brand personality like a couple of sessions ago, and we understood that brand personality is a very important concept as far as brand management is concerned. Brand personality is actually about brands being humanized, brands having personal human characteristics, and consumer brand relationships are very heavily based on these characteristics, these concepts of brand personality. This is more or less similar to the relationship between people, and the focus of the relationship is oriented around building and strengthening emotional bonds between the brands and the consumers. This is something that brand managers actually consciously do. They ensure, or they try to ensure, that there's some sort of a connection, some sort of an emotional bond between the brand and the consumer, that the consumer starts looking at the brand as a human being and forms a higher, a better relationship between the brand and himself. The approach to build a brand-consumer relationship is actually an integrated approach, and it maintains and enhances this relationship between a brand and a consumer. We can look at it in terms of Aker's brand relationship quality model, which focuses on behavioral interdependence, personal commitment, love and passion, nostalgic connection, self-concept connection, intimacy, and partner quality. Here we are looking at the behavioral interdependence between the brand and the consumer. How does the brand behave? How does the consumer behave? What is the dependency between the consumer's behavior and the brand's behavior? What is the personal commitment that the brand brings to the consumer? And what's the personal commitment that the consumer actually brings to the brand? Love and passion. How much love and passion does a consumer have for a brand? And how much love and passion does the brand pretend or deign to have for the consumer? What is there a nostalgic connection? For example, there are lots of brands, lots of brand communication that focuses on putting you in a nostalgic frame of mind. And that is when you form a nostalgic connection with a brand. There's a self-concept connection. For example, when you talk about user imagery, or when you talk about the Marlboro man, or when you talk about I'm a consumer of a BMW. I'm a BMW driver. Not a driver, but an owner. If I'm a BMW owner, there's a certain self-concept connection. My self-concept is that I am successful, I've arrived in life, and I need a luxury car to actually complement my lifestyle. That is where a self-concept comes in. And the brand BMW provides that connection with my self-concept. What is the level of intimacy that the consumer has with the brand? And what is the partner quality of the consumer and the brand? We can also look at it in terms of what we call the consumer psychology model of brands. Now here, if you see this properly, we're looking at the very center of the circle, which is object-centered engagement. The next level is self-centered engagement. And the outermost, or the peripheral level, is called social engagement. Now, this is a psychology model, and this is about engagement in social situations, engagement with objects, engagement with other people, engagement with in social situations, except that now we have built this in form of brands. Now we are looking at it from a brand point of view. So if you look at these basic blocks, we have identifying, experiencing, integrating, signifying, and connecting. So basically, at the object-centered level, you have brand categorization. At the self-centered engagement level, you have brand associations. And the social engagement level, you have inter-brand relationships. Similarly, you have brand attitudes, attachments, and community. You have multisensory perception, brand effect, brand participation, your brand concept, personality, relationships. You have brand as an informational cue, brand as an identity signal, and brand symbolism. Now, all these things actually come together and make us, help us understand how a consumer psychology actually works in terms of interaction with the brand. The brand and the consumer relationship can be looked at from these different points of view. So again, identifying has brand categorization, association, and interbrand relationships. Experiencing, you look at multisensory perception, brand effect, brand participation. So for example, every time you're interacting with a brand, the brand manager ensures that you have multisensory perception, in the sense you don't just look at a brand, you also hear it. You hear, for example, a sound logo. You also, supposing they do a touch point activation or a promotional activity, you get to touch and feel something about the brand. That is multisensory perception. Maybe you can smell it. Brand effect, brand participation. Integrating, so you have the brand concept, you have the brand concept, brand personality, brand relationships. You signify using brand as an informational cues, brand as identity signals, and the brand symbolism. Connecting with the brand is basis brand attitude, attachment, and brand community. So we'll summarize the consumer brand relationship models. Consumers over a period of time develop bonds with brands. Brands get humanized in the minds of consumers and lead to a bond that goes far beyond your regular utilitarian benefits. This kind of relationship is either voluntary or it's imposed in nature. It's developed through a series of interaction between the brand and the consumer. Consumer-brand relationships are logical extensions of brand personality. Once you develop a brand personality, the relationship is going to happen. Whether good or bad is a different thing completely, but the relationship is going to happen. This is more or less similar to the relationship between people. We studied the consumer psychology model, and that is also basically a model that defines relationship between people. The focus of this relationship is oriented around building and strengthening emotional bonds between brands and consumers, and an integrated approach to establish, maintain, enhance relationships between the brands and the consumers is this approach of a brand-consumer relationship. Brand relationship explores the relational approach of consumers and brands, how a consumer relates to a certain brand. Brands can also can do and serve as viable relationship partners in the sense that they are endowed with human personality characteristics and are used for actually solving life themes, life projects, and your current concerns as a human being. So basically, your brand in your life, in the consumer's life, a brand becomes a person, and that should actually be the aim of all brand managers. The more humanized the brand is, the higher, the stronger the relationship between the consumer and the brand will be. The BRQ construct stresses on quality, depth, and strength of consumer-brand relationships. The factors included in those are love and passion, self-connection, interdependence, commitment, intimacy, and brand partner quality. Thank you.